There are three spiritual realms in existence: what takes place in our physical world, what's going on in the unseen realm around us, and the third and final realm of spiritual eternity, either heaven or hell. There's a constant war going on between good and evil, between God and his forces, and Lucifer and his forces. This spiritual war takes place in the first and second realms. Sometimes these forces come into our physical realm. With God, we see miracles, deliverance, Holy Spirit, or angel encounters. Like this picture from a Christian worship event where it seems like an angel of some sort was seen on stage. With Lucifer, we see demonic possession of people or places, hauntings, and a wide variety of evil beings that create fear and panic in the people who encounter them. Like this video that was recently uploaded online by a lady in a shop in Mexico who said she felt like someone was watching her and then noticed this crack in the wall with a strange eye peering through from the other side. Ephesians 6:12-13 tells us that there's way more going on in our physical world, or the second heaven, the unseen realm around us, than what can easily be explained by science or some mainstream source. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all, to stand. Demonic attacks seem to be increasing in the first and second heavens in the realms around us, and it's important that we as Christians are on high alert as to what they're up to. Hosea 4:6 tells us, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." J.D. Farage is a pastor of a Calvary Chapel church on the Hawaiian island of Oahu. His teachings often focus on Bible prophecy and the rapture of the church. 3 weeks ago, during one of his church services, a demon manifested itself through a person in the audience when J.D. mentioned the imminent second coming of Jesus Christ.
We should know and have the answer to and need to be at the ready to give to everyone an answer of that blessed hope that we have that Jesus is coming to rapture us before the 7-year tribulation, which we are on.
In the video, you can hear the demon continue to scream for quite a while. JD and some other church attendees proceed to do deliverance on her and cast the demon out of her. This is why it's so important for Christians to understand the authority that they have in this spiritual war. Then the 70 returned with joy, saying, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Satan was cast down to earth, and his angels were cast down with him. When Adam and Eve gave into sin in the Garden of Eden, this brought forth the war on mankind between good and evil forces. One of the first acts of sin that took place after Adam and Eve's disobedience was the murder of their son Abel by their son Cain. Now Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and killed him. Destruction is the desire of Lucifer and all evil forces. It's the complete opposite desire of God. John 10:10 lays this out very clearly. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. This is how we know what forces are at work when we see such incidents like the attack that just recently took place on Bishop Mar Mari in Sydney, Australia.
As we begin at 5 a.m. with breaking news out of Sydney's western suburbs, where a Christian bishop and worshippers have been stabbed in a terrifying incident that was streamed live around the world.
People who open themselves up to the fallen evil realm allow these forces to be at work in them. Jesus told us you will know them by their fruits. This is the guideline for how to evaluate a person and their actions. Someone who's accepted all aspects of Islam believe that it's okay to mistreat, to harm, and even kill people who are unbelievers of Islam. The 15-year-old who attacked Bishop Mar Mari was radicalized by Islamic teachings. He said that he attacked the bishop because he criticized the Islamic prophet Muhammad.
They talk about laws. I'll ask them, are you fulfilling that law? Of course not. You're falling very short of that law. So don't tell me you have to do this where you are failing as a leader. Your prophet failed those laws. Your own prophet failed them.
Who?
Muhammad. And all the other leaders. And the very reason why Muhammad failed, because he's dead. Their book says that.
When you look at the fruits of the teachings of the Quran, it's no surprise that someone would go this far. Indeed, the penalty for those who wage war against Allah and his messenger Muhammad and spread mischief in the land is death, crucifixion, cutting off their hands and feet on opposite sides, or exile from the land. When the fruit of something is to kill, to steal, and to destroy, you can know that it's from Lucifer and the demonic fallen evil realm. Many people in this world are willingly opening themselves up to these evil demonic forces, mainly for money and power. Recently, it seems that more people in Hollywood are openly admitting to doing this.
Because it's very spiritual what we do as actors. You're on the set, you have your chakras all open, you're allowing this character to use your body as a vessel. Mm-hmm. And so you have to learn how to flip the switch on and flip it off. Otherwise, it could drive you mad. Mm-hmm.
This spiritual opening of yourself to anything and everything is a path that leads to destruction. Evil spirits are roaming around seeking people to enter. Even if you've already got rid of one, it has the desire to return. If you aren't filled with Christ and with the Holy Spirit, it will return with seven spirits more evil than itself. When an unclean spirit goes out of a man, he goes through dry places, seeking rest and finds none. Then he says, I will return to my house from which I came. And when he comes, he finds it empty, swept, and put in order. Then he goes and takes with him seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. Heath Ledger is a Hollywood actor who may have paid the ultimate price for doing this. While working on his role as the Joker in The Dark Knight, he kept a daily journal. He wrote in it as if he was the Joker and wrote pages and pages of insane ramblings. When Heath Ledger described his version of the character to Empire in 2007, he said, quote, I ended up landing more in the realm of a psychopath, someone with very little to no conscience towards his actions. He's just an absolute sociopath, a cold-blooded, mass-murdering clown. Heath Ledger died to an accidental drug overdose. Reports suggest that the actor was depressed after playing the Joker in The Dark Knight. The character reportedly took a toll on him mentally and physically, so much so that he suffered from insomnia, and one of the drugs that he overdosed on was a prescribed sleeping pill. We battle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual forces. As a follower of Jesus Christ, you are on the side of that spiritual battle with all the power and authority. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. When it comes to the spiritual war, don't just say that you put on the full armor of God. Live it. The helmet of salvation should be what's always on your mind. Righteousness should be your breastplate that always covers you. Surrounding you, your belt should be the belt of truth. When you go to war, use the sword of the Spirit, as well as the Word of God. And the shoes that you wear, the gospel of peace, should be what you spread everywhere you go. And one of the most crucial parts of that armor is your shield of faith. Above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. If you believe the gospel of Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross, rose again 3 days later, defeating sin and death, and if you've made Jesus the Lord of your life, then he lives in you. To them, God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. If this is speaking about you, you've made Jesus the Lord of your life, you live to be more like him every day and live according to what his word says to do, then you're not only on the winning side of the spiritual battle, the battle is already done and won because of Jesus Christ and what he did through the cross. Having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us, and he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross, having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it.